This is the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Hassick. Come join me as we remove confusion from the hottest health topics by discussing the latest research, along with what we've seen with thousands of our patients and amongst our community, family, friends, and people all over the nation and world. Let's dig in. Hey, this is Dr. Brad Hassick with the Second Chance at Health podcast. Today, episode number 9, we are going to talk about rest to best. Okay, why is rest so important, and why do so many of us neglect it and just don't put the emphasis into rest and recovery that we really need to? I know I'm guilty of it. I know many people that I talk to are guilty of it. The physical, mental, emotional rest that we need. Well, part of what stimulated this, we had an outstanding message from Pastor Chris Hodges, Church of the Highlands. Check it out. They've got a terrific app that you can get, and you can get their messages, all the things. But he did last Wednesday, he did a terrific message on rest and the importance of rest and discussing the biblical principles of why rest is vital. So let me read in Genesis 2, verse 2, and on the seventh day, God finished his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day. And from all his work, which he had done, so God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it, God rested from all the work which he had done in creation. So that talks about even God rested. So if it worked for God, obviously he's our Father's modeling something for us that's very important. Then I like in when we're talking about the Ten Commandments, another point, the longest of the, and I didn't know this, is a great trivia fact, the longest of the Ten Commandments is the commandment on rest. Remember the Sabbath day. This is Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your manservant or your maidservant or your cattle or the sojourner who is within your gates. So, once again, God is talking about how vital, how important it is for us to rest. And yes, from a biblical standpoint, honoring the Ten Commandments. But so what is it doing for our body? Why is that so important? Why are there two different, you know, strong points here in the Bible that God is talking about this? Well, you know, I like to tie in my faith, scripture, along with what some of the research says. There's some outstanding. I just heard about a research article, and it talked about it was from a performance standpoint with rest. It was talking about the number of hours of sleep, and I've seen anything from 6 to 10 hours. That is the number of hours of sleep that you should get each night. But the key to this is not necessarily how many hours. Yes, you're going to kind of find what works best with your body, but it's the consistency. And it was the for each additional hour away from your time. So if you needed, you know, let's say you needed 8 and you slept 7, but you broke from your routine, for each hour that went away from there was a 17% decrease in performance. So that's a pretty significant amount. If you know, if you go from 8 down to 6, you're looking at a drop in a third, you know, in terms of your performance capacity with that. So, you know, obviously from a performance and energy standpoint, that's very important. Let's look at some of the other things that can be affected. These are things that have been researched and discussed. You know, you're looking at the physical health benefits of consistent rest and sleep. So you're looking at things to reduce the stress hormones, lower blood pressure, making sure that your muscles are repaired, the immune function, and hormone regulation. Those are some of the physical things. When we start to talk about some of the mental things that you're going to have, the feelings of stress, of burnout, anxiety, those are the types of things. Look at things that You know, and this is where I talked about with the different morning and evening routines, things like meditation, breathing, taking time, prayer, whatever that is, you know, whatever that is for you, meditation, mindfulness, just kind of leisure pursuits, things that are going to relax you, enhance your mood. You're looking at stress resilience, cognitive function. All those are the kind of the mental benefits of doing things. Then you're going to look at from a productivity and performance standpoint. Like I said, you're going to have increased productivity from getting proper rest. You're going to be more creative. Your problem solving is going to be improved. You can also, you're trying to prevent certain things, mental fatigue, decision fatigue, allowing and to maintain focus and concentration over time. Social well-being, you know, it's just, you know, spending time with friends and family. You know, enjoying each other when you're not on a clock. This was something, and I'm so grateful, to Pastor Hodges, Pastor Chris PC, as we call him, to emphasize the importance of the Sabbath. And, you know, for 6 days, you're going to rest hard or work hard. And then you've got to recover. And there's a reason for this, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. We all think that, you know, for the overworkers, the overtrainers, that we can just keep going and going and there's no price to pay. But once again, I know from experience, I'd go until I broke down. And usually I was going to get sick. That was the way that it was going to manifest in my body. Sometimes people are going to have mental breakdowns, anxiety, you know, nervous breakdowns, things like that. Other people are going to have injuries, you know, performance, you know, and work, things that you're not necessarily going to see. People are going to start to notice about you. Your emotions are going to be all over the place. And so it was, you know, this week we tried because we're as guilty as anyone. You know, we have three kids. They're active. Weekends are always busy with, you know, social activities, friends, family, sporting events, different things that we end up traveling for, what have you, that Sundays end up getting used. Sunday afternoons, whether it's soccer, whether it's baseball, whether it's dance, whether it's different activities, those things start creeping in. It can even be things, hey, I've, you know, done so much, I'm going to do some extra yard work. I'm going to, you know, let's clean, let's put stuff up in the attic, you name it, whatever it is, we can find these things. And all of a sudden that day of rest is not restful and we're tired. We're going into the week exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally. So, so important. You know, we tried this week to really kind of honor the Sabbath and have that day as a family. And it was great. It was terrific to have a day to, you know, we still got up, went to church. You know, my wife served this morning and, you know, in serving, you know, doing things, I also do correctional ministry and things, you know, our daughter's very involved, with youth and our boys are starting to get more involved in that. You know, that stuff is something that's, you know, you're resting. Even if you're serving others, I don't consider that unless you're doing a lot of, you know, physical labor to do this. If you're serving others, if you're witnessing, spending time together, congregating together, you know, that's something that I think definitely still falls within the Sabbath. And another point that was great that he made, that it seems so simple, you know, a minister, a pastor, a priest, they're not able to have Sundays off. That's showtime. That's a big day for them. So it doesn't have to be on a Sunday. You know, I know, you know, one, a really good friend of mine that's, Orthodox Jewish. He's, you know, their Sabbath, it'll start, you know, I think Friday at sundown and go into Saturday. So it doesn't have to be just on Sunday. You know, if somebody does something that, it could be like with pastors, ministers, Monday may be your day that you have a day off. It could be in the middle of the week. Maybe you've just traveled. It's okay. Not only is it okay, it's necessary. It's absolutely vital to have this time to shut down physically, mentally, emotionally. I didn't struggle with it as much physically, stopping from doing stuff this past Sunday, but where I saw myself struggle or a challenge that kind of popping back in was to discuss work. And I'd have an idea. My mind just doesn't stop. I'm an entrepreneur by nature. My mind, just ideas are coming all the time, and I want to talk about them, and drives my wife nuts. She needs cave time. I've learned, luckily, to give her that time that she needs. That's good for her. That's good for me. It's good for us. It's good for the family. But the mental part of it, to shut down and take a break and to stop, I could realize how wired I was and how much I needed that break. And so it was incredible. And I caught myself a couple times where I was starting to think about stuff and thought, no, stop. You know, just it's, you know, after getting up, going to church, doing things, came back, ate, took a nap. We watched a movie, watched a couple shows, spent time with our kids. It was great. Got to watch a movie with our, with our teenage daughter. Got our boys, hey, come up. We watched an episode of The Chosen with them. Got to bed, you know, started breaking it down a little bit earlier, a little time to read and reflect, and got to bed at around our typical time. So it was absolutely terrific. So, this is something I just really encourage everyone to get back to. We know about it. Those that have been to church, even if we went as kids, we know it's important. Our lives are so busy. And I don't think that's always necessarily an accident. I remember years ago at our church, they had a great program. It was called the Race to Nowhere, and brought people in, had special people come in. We watched, you know, videos on this, and there was training on it. And I knew, though, at the time, people aren't going to do this. They're going to have activities. There's going to be, you know, sports activities and things that are going on. So this is absolutely going to impede on this. So wherever you're at, I just encourage you to try this. Get back to find a day, physically, mentally, emotionally, shut down. Not only is it okay, you will be more productive. It says so specifically in the Bible. It says you will be more blessed. He will bless you more when you honor and keep the Sabbath. So doesn't matter what day that is, give it a try. I wish I could say that it will be something we will adhere to perfectly every single week. We're gonna try. We're gonna do our best on this, but it's definitely gonna be a point of emphasis, because you can see how just the energy of things. But it's there's God's got a reason for this, and if it was good enough for Him, it's good enough for us. So give it a try. Let me know. Leave some comments if you're watching on YouTube. Share this with friends. I'd love to know, for people, if you have other ideas, things that you've used to try and implement more rest in your day, in your week. Same thing to tie in as well before I go. That's why vacation is important too. I know there are some people, I never take vacation. That's nothing to be proud of. You will be more productive. You will be a better employee. You will be a better spouse. You will be a better husband, wife, family member, if you take the rest that's necessary. So have these small things weekly. You need to do that. Nightly, daily, you need to get the proper rest. Find out what it is. It's anywhere 6 to 10 hours. Find your time, but just do it consistently. Find what rejuvenates you. Honor the Sabbath. Do that on a weekly basis, whichever day works out best for you. Make sure that you're taking proper length of vacation, and do it more frequently. That allows you to recharge yourself. You'll physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, you'll be stronger from doing it. Give it a try and let me know what you think. Take care.